The second excuse people come up with is, I can't afford it. So they'll go, well, this is all good, John, but I can't afford it. I've taught people all around the world, and I'm at seminars, you know, with 100 people. Sometimes there's 10 or 15,000 people there. Usually it's, you know, 1,500, 2,000 people. You know, we'll be doing an evening program. We'll get this step, and I'll go, how many of you people have some form of an AIP? 20% of the people, 25% of the people raise their hand. I ask them to stand up. I ask them to answer one question, one simple question. 2 months, 60 days after you started your AIP, did you even notice the money was gone? And I'll put my hand in my ear and I'll wait. And virtually every single person says no. See, here's the thing, folks. We don't know where our money goes anyhow. We just know that it's all gone. Most of you are just like I was. You spend everything you make. So here's what you need to start doing. Steal from you so you can become rich. You need to shop a little bit less, frivolously spend a little bit less, and go ahead and have the money work for you. And if that offends some people, I'm not sorry. That's the truth. You need to steal from you to get rich. So,
and shopping less is easier if the money's not there.
It's not there. So here's the thing. You spend it all anyhow, so you just have a little less to spend. You still get to spend everything you have, just because this you take away from you.
What about the story that I'm too late to start this?
It's a great excuse, but it's also just a story. Because I'm too late to start it. You're going to get older no matter what, assuming you live. And if you put money in, no matter how small it is, no matter how poor your rate of return is, it's still better than if you did nothing. See, because that's, you know, I'm too old to start it. That ties in with the other story is, you know, I'm too old to start. I don't know where to start. So what people start to do is, well, I need to research. I need to keep looking for something better. So they don't do it. So people come up with, I'm too old. A small amount of money won't make a difference. I can't afford it. I need to research. You know, and I've used all those stories. I didn't use the too old because at the time I wasn't too old, but I've used the other stories. And here's the thing. I used to think that if I didn't do the AIP, that my rate of return was zero. I didn't invest. I didn't make anything. My rate of return was zero. But then, you know, I started to think about it, especially as I've seen my AIP, you know, grow into a huge amount of money, huge amount of money, is that not doing it, my rate of return isn't zero. It's minus 100%. So hold on, those of you listening right now, if you do not have an AIP and you are not doing an AIP, what I want you to do is in the workbook, if you're just driving or whatever now, I want you to kind of do this in your head. How much have you made in your working life? Just ballpark it. $100,000, $500,000, for some of you $1 million, $2 million. How much have you made? And what would 10% of that been? And if it had never made nothing, what would you have sitting in the bank right now? And what do you have sitting in the bank? Stories are very, very powerful. Stories are why people like Donald Trump became Donald Trump. Stories are also why most people are poor. So you need to be aware of your own self-sabotage and your own story. I'm giving you the reasons not to do it so you cannot do the not to do it. Get in and do your AIP. Stop accepting minus 100% rates of return and get into the game. We'll talk later about where you can put things in, and I'll give you some distinctions and advice on what investment you might want to look at doing.
So maybe